Well, with a name like Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, she was born to be a star, and she's definitely that. And not only that, a performer of a family that is synonymous throughout the entertainment industry, particularly circuses. She joins us this morning. Chantel, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Wow, good to have you here. And I'll tell you what, Ashton Circus, after all of these years, still on the ground, under the big top, how do you do it?
That's a very good question. It's not an easy task, but, you know, it is our family tradition, and it's been our life, you know, for over 175 years now.
175 years.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
It's quite a bit. It's almost as old as what they call established Australia. I know the Indigenous are around for a lot longer before that, but when you look at, you know, the UK coming over, you guys have been there almost all that time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the family is, you know, older than Test cricket and older than the Anzac, so we've been around for a while.
That is insane, older than Test cricket. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. You were literally riding bareback on horses from the age of two, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. That was a family tradition of ours. That was started by James Henry Ashton back in the 1800s. He was an equestrian before he moved over into circus, and that was just a family tradition that was passed down through the generations.
Was there ever any, you know what, I'm not going to be in the circus, I'm going to do something else? Or it's like, no, you're born, you're an Ashton, and you're doing this whether you like it or not?
For me, it was. It wasn't a question. I was born into it, and I was happy to stay. We have other family members that sort of went, no, this is not for me, and they went and did something else. And some went and did other things and went, oh, no, actually, circus is for me, and they came back. So we're quite a big family, and everyone's gone in different directions. The family actually has three circuses currently touring, so it's a big family with lots of different branches.
Certainly is. Be good to catch up every now and again. You'd almost pass like ships in the night, I guess.
Yes, sometimes.
It's one of those things that circus, to me, when you look at it from the outside, it hasn't changed much, and it's one of the things that hasn't changed much. You've got the big top, you've got the animals, you've got the clowns. A lot of the same jokes are being told and still funny 175 years later. What has changed with the circus, Chantel?
Yeah, I guess things like, you know, how we move from town to town. You know, back in the day with my grandparents, they had horses and wagons, and now we have trucks and caravans, and costumes have changed. The material we use for costumes has changed. Lighting is a lot more advanced, and music and all that sort of thing. But I think the fundamental live family performance that can be enjoyed by the whole family, you can bring your two-year-olds, your 92-year-old grandma, and the whole family are going to enjoy the show and just take those memories home together.
Now, I work in a radio station where I sit literally on a chair and work in a couple of different studios. You perform a wide range of circus acts. This is your work day. Aerial skills, aerial ring, rag doll, triple trapeze, double straps, knife throwing, hula hoops. Coming to work for you must be an absolute blast.
Yeah, it is a workout, I can tell you that. So it's I don't have to pay too many visits to the gym when we're on tour, that's for sure.
Well and truly now, this is awesome, and I think one of the best ways to document this, particularly these days, is in film. Now, a circus that's been running around for 175 years has got to have a story, and they're going to literally depict this in a film. Tell us about the film.
Yeah, they are. The film's called Mungo, and it's actually a director based in Tamworth, Leonie Knight, and that Farmgate Productions is producing it. It's about Mungo, the Indigenous boy who ran away and joined Ashton Circus and became a bareback rider. Obviously, this was before my time. It was when our great-great-great-grandfather, James Henry Ashton, was operating Ashton Circus, and he taught Mungo how to be a bareback rider, and he ran away and joined the circus.
So, just sounds like the coolest story. Almost sounds like an Elvis Presley movie when he ran away and joined the roustabout or whatever it was called back in the day. Just reminds me of that sort of vibe.
Yeah, it was pretty unique, and it's a very interesting story, so we can't wait to see where the film goes and watch it come to life.
And just the local connection there too to our area, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. We actually have a few connections to Tamworth. Our great-great-grandfather, James Henry Ashton, his first wife is buried out near Hanging Rock, and when I was a little girl, we went and did a big show out there with my grandparents' circus, so we actually do have quite a few connections to Tamworth.
Yeah, well and truly, by the sounds of things, well, we're looking forward to it. It should be a great one, particularly over the school holidays. Give us all something to do. And, it's always good fun. Always still just the kids in particular, they just watch in amazement, don't they, in awe?
They do, yeah. And people call us and say, do you think my three-year-old will sit down and watch? And we say, absolutely. And then they come and say, I can't believe you sat and watched that whole show. So it's definitely a show for all ages. We're in Tamworth from March 27th until April 12th at the Athletics Club. And tickets are on sale now. If you just go to our website, ashtonentertainment.com, you can grab your tickets there. And we're there for Easter as well, so we're going to have the Easter Bunny come and make an appearance. So it's going to be a great time in Tamworth for us.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm going to give away a couple of tickets. Thank you, and congratulations to the family. 175 years of circus and on the film. Can't wait to see it. Thanks again, Chantelle.